Today, Tiger Woods appeared before a small group of family and friends, as well as a much larger television audience, and he apologized repeatedly for the sex scandal that has shaken his career.
I want to say to each of you, simply and directly, I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
Woods spoke at the headquarters of the PGA Tour in Florida. It was his first public appearance since news of his multiple affairs broke nearly 3 months ago. Well, joining us now, as he does most Fridays, is sports writer Stefan Fatsis. And Stefan, what did you make of Tiger's statement?
You know, I thought we saw someone who was humiliated and is attempting to recover the faith and trust not only of his family and friends, but also his business partners, fellow golfers, fans, kids that are supported by his charitable foundation. He mentioned all of them during this 13.5-minute statement. He said he was selfish and irresponsible and foolish. He said he'd been in therapy for 45 days and was returning for more. And he said he was attempting to repair his relationship in private. And his mother, Clotilde, was in the front row and he embraced her afterward. His wife, Elin, was not there.
Now, the reason we're interested in Tiger Woods is that he's a great golfer, if not the greatest golfer ever. We thought we might hear from him when he would return to playing golf. That's one thing he didn't say today.
No, he didn't even mention playing golf until the very end when he said that he does plan to return one day. I just don't know when that day will be. I don't rule out that it'll be this year. Now, there have been reports that he would resume his career next month or in April. And I think the whole speech silenced a lot of people who believe this was just a cynical and calculated step designed to lay the groundwork for Woods' comeback. And I think it should also silence the reporters who criticized Woods and his handlers beforehand for refusing to turn this into a news conference.
Yeah, that it was not. There were three wire service reporters allowed into the room. A group called the Golf Writers Association of America rejected three additional slots. They were protesting against such limited access, and they refused to permit questions, of course.
You know, I think we know now why Woods' handlers did that. He deserves all the criticism that he's gotten for the damage that he's done. But I think he also now deserves credit for refusing to do the typical mea culpa tour, you know, go on Oprah or 60 Minutes. There's no obligation to do that, no matter what members of the media might think. Woods' goal here is to do what's necessary to repair his personal life, to publicly atone for his behavior, and then to return to his job.
But he is an immensely well-known figure worldwide, and in the past, he's been perceived as somewhat aloof. Don't you think at some point he has to open himself up to an actual conversation about what's happened to him?
I'm not sure that he does. I think what his lawyers and his agents and his PR people are banking on is the fact that if he can demonstrate through his behavior on and off the course, and in the past, look, we've overlooked a lot of Tiger's personality flaws because he was so good. If he can do that, the public is going to be willing to go forward. And I think after today, it's going to be hard for people not to conclude that he was sincere and chastened. And whether that's enough, we'll see when he does come back.
How much is his absence hurting the game of golf right now?
I think it's hurting it enormously. TV ratings go down when Tiger doesn't play. Business goes down when Tiger doesn't play. This is a sport that's been suffering from a lack or a drop in sponsorship because of the economy. It needs Tiger Woods back as soon as possible.
And the gap between the number one Tiger Woods and the number two, three, four, five, whatever, is pretty big.
It's big. Phil Mickelson's a great golfer, but in terms of personality and attention and sponsorship and everything that comes with big sports, Tiger Woods stands alone.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports. You can hear more of him on Slate.com's sports podcast, Hang Up and Listen.